My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now you have seen Jaden Daniels in game action. His preseason debut, 2 of 3, 45 yards, highlighted by a 42-yard looping completion down the sideline to Diami Brown. Question for you is, what'd you take out of the performance? 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. Lines wide open for you on the MGM National Harbor listener lines today. 800-636-1067. First thing for me would be he continues to show an advanced understanding of what they want him to do offensively. When you are checking out of a play, didn't even really have permission to do it, which, by the way, we should get into in a minute, how great the Dan Quinn line was.
That's fascinating.
The Top Gun line was outstanding.
Uh-huh.
Permission to buzz the tower?
Negative goes right if the pattern is full. I'll do it anyway.
I'll just do it. Forgiveness over permission. It shows a lot, I think.
Indeed.
And we should realize that this is a confident dude who feels like he's ready to go out and start making plays. But I guess from a football standpoint, we didn't learn anything to me watching him throw the ball. I've seen him make that throw that he made in that game in practice several times. He made it all last year at LSU. I think just some of the concepts in their run game, like how they had backs in next to the quarterback when he was in the game and when he wasn't, keepers, those types of things you could do off of some of the looks, I think he's going to run a lot. And I find myself excited by that. I want him to. He's just got to be able. One of my fears is him protecting himself.
Yeah.
And there's no way to know if he's made adjustments there until we see it in a game.
Yeah, because that was a weakness. In his unbelievable, ridiculous video game with the difficulty turned down season he just had last year. He and Joe Burrow, both LSU guys, had two of basically the best quarterbacked college seasons I have ever seen. Right? Burrow more prolific through the air. Daniels added unbelievable rushing totals. We had multiple games where he had over hundreds of yards, multiple rushing touchdowns, etc. It was incredible. But the shots he took. The hits, they just are so, you know, you get away with it for a while. Doesn't mean you're always going to get away with it. Again, it's the Robert Griffin corollary, right? Where, remember, from sometimes in the pocket or sometimes on some of those scrambles, trying to get that extra yard, he would get folded up in these incredibly uncomfortable ways that looked awful. And you'd be, you know, you'd cover your mouth. You'd be like, oh my God. And he'd pop back up and be fine until he wasn't. Right, it's that one hit. It's the Helodinata, one hit on that one cutback that changes your entire career. And that's what I'm terrified of when it comes to Daniels. But I agree with you. I do think he's going to run a lot, maybe more than certainly I would. I would have it as a something that defensive coordinators had to worry about. But I don't think they're doing it that way. I think they're going.
What's your read on how the fan base feels coming out of that game because I hear things like he was amazing. It was a great performance. It was basically a throw. Like that's what we're excited about if we really boil it down. It was a decision. It was a check at the line. It was a rep, basically. It was, he only had 11 plays. Eight of them, I think, or seven of them were handoffs to other people. So he threw it three times, and then he ran around the edge for a touchdown. I think two things can be true. You couldn't have asked for a better first drive. You couldn't have asked for a better soft landing spot. And also, it was just a couple plays, really, where we saw his skill set at all. So I stopped short of saying, like, what an amazing day. I think it was a couple of really nice moments. But it was a huge win for him and early on for this offense to get it going that way.
Without question. So let me think of it this way. Again, let's say he doesn't check out of that play. Let's say they run whatever they're supposed to run on third and six, a pass play that maybe gained 6.5 or 7 yards. Right. So now we're matriculating down the field. We'll have a few more chances to see some throws, a few more chances for him to check out of something or not, or otherwise. But the whole point of his skill set to me is the shortcut. Right. There are a lot of guys that can take the football that's snapped and try to go through a couple of reads and try to deliver the ball on time. They got a few other guys on the roster, guys named Sam Hartman and Jeff Driscoll and a bunch of other journeyman Jerrys that can do that same sort of thing. The whole point of a guy like Jaden Daniels, it's the same skill set of, and they're not the same player yet, but bear with me, of a Lamar Jackson, of a Josh Allen, of a Pat Mahomes, is the easy button, right? Is the, that's nice. We could, you know, work this, you know, the backside of it. But if I got a 3-by-1 formation, I'll try to have my third down war daddy barely make it past, you know, the first down marker. We'll use the new Hawkeye to see if he got it or not. That's nice. That's great. That's good. A lot of teams have to do that. When I got the special thing, we need to use the special thing. That's the shortcut. That, to me, is what's so exciting about it. Because you saw other drives in this game where the quarterbacks made decent plays. Jeff Driscoll threw a dart in there on a, I think it was a third down conversion. Really nice play. Nice pass. That's cute. I don't care about that. The special thing. We saw the special thing. The whole point is the special thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I'd love to see more. And I hope we get to against the Dolphins this weekend. They play Saturday night, 7 p.m. in Miami. They'll have joint practices before that. I guess it's possible, again, with the joint practices, that they give them a bunch of work on the practice field and then a very limited, controlled opportunity in the preseason game. That's certainly, you know, a possibility.
Yeah.
I want to see a quarter, or for me, it would be great to see a half, but I don't think we're going to get that. But even a quarter of action would be pretty good, I'd say. I want to add more to the file, see what's what, see what's working, see what isn't, and just get more than three throws. But this leaves you wanting more, right? This gets you the juices flowing a little bit. I think the hairs on some people's, you know, arms and neck stand up a little bit and go, oh, that's exciting. I like what that looks like. That's a throw that I could get used to around here. But it's just a very, very small sample, obviously. And the other thing I try to always remember is there's a lot of big preseason performances. You know, like J.J. McCarthy, we'll get into all the rookies in a second, but I don't know if you watched him with the Vikings. And I do like J.J. McCarthy's game. I think he is going to be better than people think, but he lit it up this weekend.
Yeah, he was great.
You go back and you watch, and it's big-time, legit, accurate throws down the field, but I think it's a pretty basic look defensively. They're not really disguising coverages and rolling people, and bracketing defenders, and you get a lot of that. So how much should we take out of these games? It's probably not gospel. It's not one-to-one necessarily, but I think I always say this about September baseball numbers and preseason football. I'd rather have a really good performance.
That's it.
And let people explain away why it doesn't matter that much than a really bad performance and say, ah, who cares? It's just the preseason.
Yeah, it's how I feel about nearly everything, right? I can never stand it when a guy that's supposed to be so great in college, for example, doesn't have good numbers, right? I'd much rather explain away inflated numbers. I'd much rather explain away, they played in the Big 12 or the air raid system and, you know, the numbers are gimmicky. I'd rather do that than go, well, it maybe you'll be better one day, right? You see what I'm saying? The same thing applies to me. I think it's not exactly one-to-one, but I think it's kind of close to my feeling about NBA Summer League, right? Where if you could play in NBA Summer League, that's awesome. Good for you. Does not mean you're an NBA star. It doesn't. If you can't, then we need to have alarm bells going off and everyone needs to freak out. And it's perfectly fine to take a small sample and go, oh my God, what are we doing? See what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know if it's exactly one-to-one. It's closer to that, though, for me, than it is a lot of ways to evaluate. So if he was a disaster, I think it's fair to have questions. He was not a disaster. It looked awesome.
Yeah, it was the opposite of that. And I think the word for me, if you're describing his performance, you get one word. I would just say encouraging. What would you have said?
Electric.
Electric feels strong. I mean, it was an electric throw.
Yep.
What else was electric there?
The ease that he jogged into the end zone. Again,
but you would have scored on that. I
wouldn't have, in fairness. I would have fallen down.
Any quarterback in the league would have.
It's just a reminder that everyone has to respect all the different things.
I also am excited about that. Like, the whole game, I had that vibe. Well, I should say the whole drive, where it's like, God, if he kept that, he might have gotten 15. Hey, if he kept that, he wouldn't have gotten 8. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw that. But, like, people are, like, I heard JP today of the Junk saying, like, that touch, after he saw him rush for that touchdown, he's like, I think he's going to run for 800 yards. He walked. I mean, I don't understand watching that play and being like, oh, my God, we got one. Like, quite literally, Brad Johnson would have scored on that. He would have done the Deion Sanders high knees with his hand.
I let everybody know.
You know, he is, if you want to get excited, watch his tape against Florida, where he outruns Tyreek Hill.
300 yards, yeah.
That's how you know the guy can fly. Let's go to Steve and Chevy Chase on G&D. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, bud.
He's dynamic, obviously, right? He's going to be a really good quarterback. But I think about Jonathan Allen and our veteran defenders who see his quarterback take his team downfield the first drive of the game and say, finally. How many times have we started out having to run out on the field after three and out to start the game? Enough. And the excitement in his eye when they ask him about, you know, he's being interviewed. I love it, man. I expect big things from him this year. But that's what I see is the effect it has on the rest of the team, even in the first preseason game. I just, right out the chute, man, here we go.
Yeah, there's something to that, Steven. We appreciate your call. Thank you, buddy, for making it. But I think there is something to, Danny, just the morale in the locker room being built. Players hear the excitement. When you draft a player too, when you get a Heisman Trophy winner, before he even shows up on site, and then you find out he's one of the guys, which it sounds like he is. He's really a likable kid that players and people like being around. Now you see him putting in the work. Now you see him making the awesome play in practice, making a big-time throw, doing something explosive with his feet. Real recognizes real guys, get excited. I think all that's true. And the fact that the Jets had basically their backups in the game, when you go down the field for 11-70, I don't think you care that much about that if you're in that bubble. If you're, you know, one of the players on the team, again, I got to play against whoever's on the field. I can't worry about who's out there.
Right.
It would have been really easy to go three and out or to have a pass dropped or for him to not have dropped that ball in the bucket to Diami. That was third and long. If that's incomplete or broken up or he throws too far to the sideline, his day is probably over 1-for-3 right there with a long shot down the sideline. But he didn't. He made the throw. He got you to the end zone. He ran it in and scored the touchdown. Yeah, I don't think a player really cares about the specifics. They come out of that game going, Jaden did his thing.
Well, to the caller's point as well, I mean, and I know it seems anecdotal, like, oh my God, Washington's always behind. Well, they were last year. They were 30th in the league in first quarter points. Remember, they went, I think it was like almost 3 months without a first quarter touchdown, if memory serves, right?
Yeah, and they went the entire season, I think, 1 year or 2 years before that with Scott Turner, without a touchdown on the opening drive.
Exactly. And they were, I think, 32nd in the NFL in terms of halftime margin of either victory, in this case, defeat. Just they're always playing from behind, always playing catch up, always, you know, sort of sliding down the hill. And to be able to walk out early and score. Again, it is a preseason game against the Jets, a hodgepodge, no scheming, with a bunch of guys that probably aren't starting. But still, just that sigh of relief, right? All you can do is control that environment that day. And what they did that day was walk down the field and score. And it just, the snowball of good momentum can build.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.